Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's walk into the big issues of the week, sort of radio info for your head, the Doug Steffen way of going through information that regards talk radio, talk television, the talk media. From Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison is here to go through a list of the top stories, the big topics of the week from number 10 to number 1, and the people who are on the list as well. And as you might expect, we sort of digress sometimes to get into some of the, I don't like the word topic because it sounds too radio, but items of interest, like, for example, global warming. I'm not taking away your thunder, Michael. It was number 7 this week on the countdown. A lot of people are concerned because we had a whopper of a winter, and people want to talk about enjoying the springtime weather. Someone said to me in an email this week, Doug, you spend so much time talking about all those things that bring us down, and yet you're a happy guy. Well, you say you're a happy guy, and I can see what people who are normally happy when they listen. And that's been one of the criticisms of News Talk Radio, hasn't it, Michael, over the years, the fact that it isn't always very pleasant. It's not much fun to listen to a discussion of all these political issues and some of the other things that are troubling, like items that are on the list this week.
Well, I don't know. I guess, it's reality. What should we do? Should we avoid that?
Change the reality.
Yeah, right. Let's be the happy talk.
Yes.
There were beautiful flowers grew today in our fields. That's number 10.
Uh-huh.
At number 9, acts of kindness were discovered all over the country.
Good so far. Number 8.
Number 8, people are beautiful.
Yes, number 7.
At number 7, the birds were singing lovely tunes.
For me and my gal. Number, yeah, you're doing fine so far. This is a winning countdown. I like this. Number 6.
And, number 5.
I'm in love with my wife. How's that?
Around.
Wait a minute. No.
Everybody's rich.
Oh, perfect. Number 5.
Number 5. Food. Pizza is free.
Wow.
Everywhere.
Number 4.
Here we go. At number 10, March Madness tied with Major League Baseball exhibition season. A bunch of exhibitionists. At number 9, we have U.S. marijuana policy tied with the Duke porn star. At number 8, we have the NSA spying controversy. At number 7, the aforementioned global warming. At number 6, winter weather tied with Western drought. At number 5, midterm elections, and that's tied with the 2016 presidential race, which is off and running. At number 5, the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 mystery. At number 3, Obamacare criticism. At number 2, the Crimea annexation. And at number 1, Obama versus Putin. So a lot of stories coming out of Russia and the U.S., and Obamacare is still there, that Malaysian Airlines thing. And as you mentioned, the weather and politics and a little bit of sports, a little bit of pot, and some of the old stories that have been around a while, like the spying and all that. On our people survey, at number 10, we have Edward Snowden. We have Bell Knox at 9, John Boehner at 8. Number 7 is Nancy Pelosi. Number 6, Rahm Emanuel and Andrew Cuomo are tied. Number 5, Hillary Clinton. Number 4, Rand Paul. Number 3, John Kerry. Number 2, Vladimir Putin. And number 1, Barack Obama. And there's a snapshot of what's got our tongues a-wagging this past week.
You know, one of the things that I find interesting, as I've been doing this for a long time, of people and what they think of the hosts when they wrap themselves around some of these stories. Some of them are so predictable, whether it's politics, the Obama thing, for example, whether we should be involved in the annexation of the Crimea. But when we get to the Malaysian Airlines flight and the fact this has so captivated everybody, I finally figured out what I think the reason for people's interest in this is. It hasn't concluded. People like, you know, at the end of the movie where it says the end, or sometimes when you read a book, you're on the last page and everything's resolved and it's fine. There's no resolve to this. It's not right. The end. So even though there doesn't seem to be a lot added every day, the fact that CNN and some of the other news outlets can get away with going over the same stuff over and over and over and over and over again is because, I think anyway, there's no end. Do you think that that plays into any of the other things that are important to people that we talk about on the radio?
Well, yeah, I think there's no end to anything, actually. A revelation I had as I grew older is that there is no end. That the most false words ever written in literature that we all grew up with and actually believed for the beginnings of our lives was the words, happily ever after. And they lived happily ever after. Isn't that a great device to sort of wrap things up in an artificial way? And then you learn there's no such thing as happily ever after. There's no such thing as a moment lasting forever. You have the moment, you have the end of this artificial construct known as a story, and then there's another day and you have new problems, and it gets old, and you have to keep going. There's no end to the story, and that's the thing that, you know, has hit me years and years and years of tracking this kind of stuff, is that one thing leads to another, leads to another. Now, what you're referring to is news operations milking that, mm-hmm. where they take advantage of that reality of the natural world and milk it so that they can get another day out of the story and keep people listening just for the sake of it being interesting. You know what would end this Malaysian airline story real quickly? Is if something really big and important to everybody's life broke tomorrow or today, all of a sudden that story would cease to be as interesting, even if they never find out what happened to the airplane.
But see, I maintain that's what's going on, and whether there's you think there's a conspiracy between certain politicians and the news media, if they can be sort of subtly contained. There are lots of things going on in our country that are very important, and we're not talking about it at all because of the fascination with things like what's going on in the Crimea, which has no bearing on us whatsoever. The downing of that plane, which really doesn't affect our lives at all. You look at the healthcare, that thing has been buried. There's not anybody really talking about it. Obama was on with Ellen this week. And the two of them were having a glad fest, and wasn't it wonderful that everything was doing so? We have 5 million people signed up, blah, 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 blah. They don't talk about how many people have dropped off or how much it's costing to get. I mean, Obama said it was $100 for a single mother with children for insurance. I don't know if he's talking about $100 a month or whatever it is, but we all know that's not the reality. Yet we're not talking about it, even though there are some who are on the right that don't have a lot of mainstream credibility who continue to pound at this. But the average person who's affected by health care is getting no help other than being told, okay, you got to sign up by the end of the month or else you'll pay a fine. That's it.
Well, again, it's the priorities of the press. It's the priorities of the media and what sells and what attracts audiences. Keep in mind that the day before 9/11, on 9/10, the big story was whether or not Congressman Gary Condit.
Oh, right. Remember that?
Yeah, that was the big story for months. As it turned out, he was innocent. So there was a non-story anyway.
Yeah.
There was a non-story anyway.
Amazing. But I've forgotten all about
even
him.
Even if he were guilty, it was not something that was anything other than a murder mystery. Not that that's not important, but there are many murders. Look at how many murders take place in this country every day. And occasionally we pick one, and that becomes the big deal.
Yep.
Why is one more important than the other?
Well, you can ask that about this Pistorius trial. He's not even an American, and yet it's all over the place. All over the front pages of the newspapers everywhere. Oscar Pistorius kills his girlfriend. And all of the nuances of the trial. Why do we care? Who cares?
Well, this is a fascinating aspect of mass communication. This is a fascinating aspect of the news, of journalism, of collective consciousness. This is a complicated subject, and of course you can simplify and say who cares, but we do care. And actually, a case could be made that there is a rhyme and reason to why some things become big and other things don't.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't have all the answers as to why, but I do know that there's more to this than meets the eye.
All right. Something else for which there is more than meets the ear coming up here is Michael Harrison visits with us as the scrutiny of what's going on News Talk Radio, an important part, an important factor to our discussion in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen at 17 After.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer. Insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down. Copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat. Transformer blows. Transformer blows. Facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22 month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Michael Harrison is here from Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine. Not sure we have enough time to do justice to this conversation about the death of Reverend Fred Phelps, who was somebody that was a target. He made himself a target of talk radio and people who were angered because he would go and he believed that it was important to protest at military funerals because it was about the Americans supporting the gay lifestyle. And so a lot of people on the air have been saying, hey, this is great. The guy's dead. Hooray. Is that appropriate?
Well, is it appropriate to be happy somebody's dead?
Hmm.
Well, look at how we celebrated the death of Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, right.
You're asking me a tough question.
No, I don't. I think most people would say, yeah, it's good. He's gone. Yeah, it was good to
celebrate the death of Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
I guess within our DNA, we're programmed to inflict death upon people if we consider them to be heinous enough in terms of our own sensibility.
And support it or celebrate it. Michael Harrison here. Check out Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, now time for a visit with Uri Geller, who has been on the program this week talking about his being asked to help find the plane. So what's new? You can't tell us who it is that asked you. I got that. But after we go from that point to where it is now, are you surprised this thing is still missing, or do you think that's part of the mystery here and that will continue?
Well, it's certainly a mystery, but from my side, I have sent, emailed all the coordinates where I believe it could be. Because the situation is so sensitive, mainly because there are over 280 families waiting to hear from their loved ones. They're all of course, hoping that the plane was hijacked and all their family members are safe and alive. That's why it's very difficult for me to totally openly speak about the situation, Doug.
All right. So in terms of others who do what you do, is this a picnic or a field day for people who are supposedly sensitive, who some people are and some people aren't, in terms of trying to muster all kinds of energy and resources to find the plane? How do we find it?
I think, Doug, that all the remote viewers who have been working for agencies like the CIA, maybe the American National Security Agency, maybe they have been reactivated in a small scale to look for the plane, and maybe they too have interesting information and credible information where they believe the plane is. As you know, if you hear the news, Israel is taking it seriously, and they are doing certain moves.
Because they would be afraid the plane would be used with some sort of nuclear weaponry against them?
Yeah, because there is that very, very slight percentage that the plane has been hijacked and is going to be used against Israel. So they are not taking any chances. They are doing everything and anything in their capacity and knowledge to make sure a plane of this nature does not enter the airspace of Israel.
Well, I mean, they have such technology. They're the fourth most, I think, in terms of actually designing, building technology, the fourth most important country in the world. It's not likely that a plane would get into airspace like that that wasn't identifiable, isn't it?
Yeah, Doug, but you know, every 3 seconds a plane lands, probably in Tel Aviv and in every other airport in the world. How many planes every, how many seconds planes land in LAX, in Los Angeles Airport or Chicago? Do you know?
One every 60 seconds lands and takes off.
So there you
I'm
go.
Sorry, no, that's my mistake. Boston.
4 hours a day.
It's in Boston, it's 60. Boston Airport is 60 seconds for landing and takeoffs. In LA, it's every 30 seconds.
So that's why every precaution has to be taken and arranged for
hadn't thought
such
about it. I mean, we always hear about these guys using the planes against the West, but you know, it's possible some crackpot would go to China and want to blow stuff up, or go to Russia and want to blow things up, not just the...
But mind you, that's a very, very tiny percentage that the plane has been indeed hijacked. Most probably, and this I'm saying out of what I read and see on television and hear on radio, that the plane indeed crashed somewhere, and they will find sooner or later debris.
See, I don't think that's what happened, but who am I to argue? I'm not arguing. I just think my sense is the plane landed. There's a cargo that is very valuable, and the pilot figured out how to get on the ground and try to steal it. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER.com. UriGeller.com. Lots on the plane there. Thanks, Uri.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Continuing with our focus on what's going on in the world, this is the, this is a good time for us to overview some of the things a lot of people are talking about this week. March Madness. Isn't it exciting that the baseball season is about to begin as well? That's kind of a cool thing. Let's see, what else have we got here? The spying controversy, the NSA. We kind of talked about that a little bit. All right, so let's get back at the conversation here on the overview. This is our time to sort of review. Start at the beginning and get to the end. A lot of issues for the week of March 17th to the 21st. March Madness, how many people have bet? All right, let's see what else here is of interest and import this week. Spying, yeah, there's still a lot of that rattling around. And global warming because of the winter weather, blah, 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 blah. There is, I guess, the interest in what's going on in Ukraine and Crimea. I thought it was interesting. Representative Dan Coats, congressman from Indiana, said when he was put on the Russian hit list, sanctions against officials in retaliation for our sanctioning them, Coates said, quote, "While I'm disappointed that I won't be able to go on vacation with my family in Siberia this summer, I'm honored to be on that list." John McCain more or less said the same thing. Okay, but the number one, the most overwhelming item of conversation this week has to do with the search for the Malaysian airline Flight 370, Boeing 777. So let's listen to a couple of different talk programs and their approach to this issue. Talk host Jamie Samuelson and Bob Wojcinski have talked about a theory about what happened to the plane that's been actually gaining a lot of traction, especially in social media this week.
The guy's name is Chris Goodfellow. He's a good fellow.
He's a hack.
He's a retired pilot, and he wrote a very detailed article, which is too long for me to read the whole thing, but somebody else put the highlight points
on it. Okay.
Here I'm going to read to you. Ready? Here it is.
Just the facts that we know. Okay.
This does fit everyone.
Okay.
Because everybody's talking about suicide, terrorists, everything. Here it is. Shortly after takeoff, as Malaysia 370 was flying out over the ocean, just after the co-pilot gave his final goodnight sign-off, to the air traffic control. Smoke began filling the cockpit, perhaps from a tire on the front landing gear that had ignited on takeoff.
Now, where does he get that?
He gets said, I don't want to go detail, but his detail is that airport has
night.
A, it was a hot night. It has a very
plane.
Long runway, a heavy plane, fairly common for there to be an underinflated tire, for there to be
a fire.
Damage. Okay. Right. Okay, so he's saying the front landing gear ignited on takeoff. So now you're up in the air for a little bit. You notice it. The captain immediately did exactly what he'd been trained to do. Turned the plane toward the closest airport so he could land. Hence that quick turn.
Okay.
The closest airport was called Kuala Lumpur, whatever.
Yeah.
It has a massive 13,000-foot runway. The captain programmed the destination into the flight computer. The autopilot turned the plane west and put it on course for the runway. The same way the plane is apparently
turned. So the
plane,
according to the most recent radar, was heading towards this airport.
Yes.
Okay.
The captain and co-pilot then tried to find the source of the smoke and fire. They switched off electrical buses to try to isolate it, in the process turning off systems like the transponder and the 8-car's update system.
Uh-huh.
But presumably not turning off the old autopilot, which was flying the plane. They did not issue a distress call because in a mid-air emergency, according to this pilot, your priorities are aviate, navigate, and communicate.
Right.
In that order. But smoke soon filled the cockpit and overwhelmed them. A tire fire could do this. The pilots passed out or died. Smoke filled the cabin and overwhelmed and distracted the passengers and the crew. And the cockpit was locked so nobody could go in there. So the plane continued to fly on the autopilot until it ran out of gas. With no one awake to instruct the autopilot to land, the plane kept flying on its last programmed course right over Kuala Lumpur and out into the Indian Ocean. The engine update system kept pinging the satellite. Eventually, 6 or 7 hours after the incident, the plane ran out of fuel and crashed.
Nonsense. I love my brethren who are in the conversation business. However, some of the hosts and some of the callers, especially this week, have not sounded too intelligent when it came to all of this, and just foolish things. I would be more likely to believe that, yes, a UFO did come, because I think that's a world that we don't understand anything about, and snatch the plane and do something. I think that's plausible, frankly. But some of this other stuff, and the way people are explaining it, doesn't seem jingle the right bells, if you know what I mean. All right, before we leave this, here's another talk host named Josh Spiegel, who rounded out sort of a list of the contradictory information that we've heard over the past week. This guy reminds me of that fellow who used to be around that could speak so quickly he could get twice as many words into a minute than most of us do.
In summary, here's what I know. It left Malaysia. It was going to China. It might have turned left or right, went south-north, might have been in the Indian Ocean. Maybe it's in Kazakhstan. Maybe it crashed. Maybe it landed. Maybe a UFO sucked it into the sky. Maybe it was shot down. There was a ping. 3 pings. No, 5 pings. The engine sent data. Chinese satellite saw wreckage. No, it didn't. A plane was spotted flying. Maybe an earthquake caused a crash. No, not possible. Maybe it was a hijacking. No, it was an accident. North Korea stole a plane. The plane's hiding. No, it's too big to hide. Well, not if it's behind a cloud. It's all about triangulation. No, it's all on an arc. North to south. Focus on the islands. No, look toward India. That's where you'll find an answer. What about Pakistan? They have nukes. The ocean is 500 feet deep. No, 2,000. Is it over there? No, it's over there. What about the pilots? It was deliberate. The first pilot did it. The second pilot did it. One did a video about flying. No, it was a video about plumbing. The pilot was angry. No, he wasn't angry. He was disgruntled. No, he wasn't disgruntled. He was involved in politics. No, he wasn't involved in politics. He just went to a rally. The plane disappeared at 35,000 feet. No, 20,000 feet. 5, or was it 10? Look at a map of the ocean. Maybe the plane tilted to the left, then to the right, then landed, then took off. Maybe it didn't take off. Wait, the map's upside down. Maybe this is another Jimmy Kimmel stunt. All right.
Silly stuff. All right, so that was entertaining. After all of the things we've heard all this week, That may have been the only thing regarding this Malaysian Airlines flight that was moderately entertaining. Here, reviewing what's going on in the world of conversation, I'm Doug Steffen with more to come. Stick around.
Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22 month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Another item of interest this week, no surprise, Russia and the Ukraine, a big deal in terms of discussion. Here's host Brian Thomas with Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky. Massie and his thoughts about what we should be doing. Should's always one of those words that is difficult to work around. But what ought to happen in Russia? Are they going to attack and try to take over the Ukraine as well?
What would and I'm not suggesting you're running for the highest office in the country yet, right, Congressman Massie, but what would Congressman Massey do as President Massey insofar as the Ukraine-Russia situation? I'm kind of scratching my head what I would do, and I think ultimately, what can I do?
Well, first of all, I'm never going to run for that office, but let me tell you what I've seen done that I approve of so far.
All right.
We have moved assets to Poland and Romania. So basically, I think we should establish a very strong defensive posture and to send the message. And we should draw the red line there. My goodness. If you can't draw the red line there, where are you going to draw it?
Where, Poland?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and you say move assets there. The only thing I know we moved there, you mean military assets, because I know we moved Joe Biden in there the other day. That doesn't help the situation at all.
We should put him on the border. But
that's a deterrent.
Yes, an early warning system. But in any case, we did move planes to Poland and Romania. So I do agree with that. Now, let me tell you.
Well, those are NATO allies, though, correct?
That is correct.
So, I mean, we've got a contractual, if not moral, ethical obligation to defend NATO allies. And Ukraine wasn't a member of NATO, correct?
That is correct.
All right.
And we have no contract to send them a blank check, which is something I would not do. So in Congress, and you don't have to guess what I would and wouldn't do because I have to vote on these things.
Right.
But in Congress, we voted whether to give the president $1 billion to loan to the Ukraine. Now, it turned out when the bill came up in Congress, it never said $1 billion anywhere. It was just basically a blank check to the president to send whatever he wanted. Because, you know, we wouldn't want to be inconvenienced with a second vote if he decided to make it $10 billion.
But under the terms and conditions of Ukraine's relationship and their holdings and dealings with Russia, that money ultimately would go directly to Russia.
It would pay their gas bill to Putin, yes. So I was one of 23, I believe, that voted no on giving the president a blank check to loan money to the Ukraine. And by the way, I think it's a bad loan. You know, you kind of, would the banks assess the risk associated with the loan, I think it would be a bad loan to make.
Has Moody's even given Ukraine a credit rating? I'm all right.
Typically, when part of your territory's been ceded and there's been a coup recently, it's not a good indication that you're going to be able to pay back the loan.
Speaking of where people's credit is, the Russian credit, as far as Moody's is concerned, got knocked off a little bit this morning. Maybe this is a little retaliation. What do you think? The West versus the East. Da-da-da-da. The two stories that have a different sort of bearing on our reality. The March Madness story. Just, I want you to just, never mind the brackets and stuff, whatever it is that you've put on a piece of paper, the fact that Warren Buffett is offering $1 billion to a perfect run of picks, it's pretty mind-blowing in and of itself. That shows you the kind of attention that this stuff is all about and why this week you may or may not have heard that some of the players found a lawyer or vice versa, a lawyer found them, and they've sued the NCAA and individual colleges because they're being taken advantage of. These poor boys who are playing basketball with all the money that's being made on the TV rights and all the other things that go with it. Colleges ought to share some of that money with their players and therefore play them, pay them for playing. I don't see that happening, frankly. But it's interesting that this lawyer may, hey, who knows? Stranger things have happened. Speaking of strange, 20 years after Kurt Cobain was found dead in a Seattle suburb, police have reopened the case. Reports that police developed four rolls of film that have been sitting in a police evidence vault for years was processed at the sheriff's office. The pictures have a green tint to them, but they show a scene more clearly. As a matter of fact, the case, which was a cold case, as I've said, opened because of these pictures. In 94, the case was clearly a suicide. However, it now appears that maybe there was something nasty afoot. Super duper stuff. Is that more interesting than what's going on with the Ukrainians? 51 after the hour.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time now for a visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the official attorney for the Doug Steffen programs. I say in plural because there are a number of programs. You're a star now because you're associated with me, Steve. Isn't that a great feeling?
Hey, that's pretty good stuff.
All right, so legal issues. First one, March Madness brings us around to listening to the lawyer or lawyers for some of the players on the college teams who think they ought to be paid for being college basketball stars because there's so much money being made, television rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You knew sooner or later some slimewad lawyer was going to get a hold of that. So what's the bottom line? What happens in this suit?
Well, you know, the bottom line is it's a complex issue. The whole idea of the student-athlete model was done by the NCAA back in the 1950s, not for any great reason other than they would have, if they were employees, if they were considered to be paid, they'd have to pay their medical bills, and there were a number of people injured specifically in football that had catastrophic injuries. So the NCAA is making a lot of money off them. They're selling jerseys. The players, many of them are not getting much other than that scholarship. So you got to find some kind of middle ground. I really don't think they should turn into employees, and obviously not all of them in Division II and Division III are going to get this, but they are being taken advantage of. Everybody's making money except for the players, so they got to find some way of compensating them.
My dog Charlotte agrees with you 100%, as a matter of fact. All right. The public's fascination with Kurt Cobain going on. Seattle police developed film showing the scene where he, where the body was discovered, first of all. And then there was a lot of coverage on social networks, posts suggesting there was something new. But apparently there isn't anything. When is the statute of limitations work out when it comes to something like this, whether it was a suicide or a wrongful death or whatever?
We
you know, that's the interesting thing, because the one crime where there is no statute of limitations is murder. Here again, I don't trust the I mean, the media. I don't trust the media. You know, I look at coverage of things like the Malaysian airline, and sometimes it's embarrassing to see what goes on. And yet, when it's put out in the media, it has some legitimacy. So, what really happened with Kurt Cobain? What's really being released? Who knows? But if there is something, I think the law enforcement wouldn't be playing it out through the media. They'd be doing it quietly behind the scenes.
All right. Couple of things that are in your area of expertise. You have a lot of areas of expertise, but because you run the website scamaside.com, couple of scams I want you to talk about. Number one, you just mentioned the Malaysian Airlines flight. There have been so many people who have been sucked in to various quote-unquote web reports where you get a notice on your email, here's the latest from the Malaysian, then you click on to a site that supposedly is going to bring you up to date. We found the passengers or that kind of stuff. And immediately you get attacked by malware. So what's your advice other than the obvious here?
Yeah, and it is the obvious, but people just miss it. And this was one of my scams of the day right after the airline went down. You knew this was going to happen, and you hit it right on the head. Whenever there is a newsworthy event, what happens is the scammers put up phony websites, and they're able to get search engine optimizing words so that when you Google, they're going to go to the top. So you go there, and the big thing is you don't click on a link. You don't download an attachment because, like you said, you will get malware. That malware will steal all of the information from your computer, and don't think you're protected if you've got anti-malware software. So did the company that got hacked and causing Target to get hacked. They're not always up to date. It's good to have, but it isn't a protection. So you go only to the sites that you know are legitimate. You know, you mentioned those scams, and I kind of chuckled. The IRS had a big announcement yesterday about a phony scam where people would get called up, told that they owed money and they had to give a credit card or wire money right away. I was telling people about this scam 3 weeks ago. I don't know where the IRS was waiting.
Where they usually are, behind the eight ball. Anyway, those of you who get this call, caller warned those who owe taxes have to pay using a prepaid debit card or a wire transfer. Check out scamaside.com for the latest on that. That's Stephen J.J. Wiseman's protection. The protection zone is at scamaside.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.